Welcome back to One-on-One here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm Jake Bachman. He is Nick Sandert. We are in talking basketball for the majority of the day. But, hey, it's spring football. Yes. The spring football game is tomorrow for Nebraska football. So I've already got my tickets. I'm ready to go. Nick, you need to get your tickets.
I heard.
Yes.
They go up. They double the price tomorrow.
That's right. If you don't get your tickets by today, the day of the game price is $20.
They won't sell out.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Game is televised. We had some people asking about that.
Yeah, could be televised on BTN. So if you can't make it there, or if $20 is too much, or $10 if you don't want to pay that today. But I would say if you are planning on going, go ahead and get your tickets today. Fans are encouraged to save time and money by buying the tickets in advance as ticket prices increase the day of the game. I get the $10 tickets. They had $5 tickets at one point. Do you like this guy? I mean, when you get the $20 tickets to a spring game, of course, most spring games across the country are free.
Yeah.
When you get to $20 a ticket and you want to bring a family, that's like, at some point, you're just going to go, never mind.
Yeah. I guess so. Maybe. I wonder if they're seeing like a rush of people buying tickets today.
I don't know. I think they're going to get a few frustrated letters to the, you know, emails maybe, because you know, that seems like an odd way to do it, right? To me at least, is to hike up the prices on game day.
Is 22, I can't believe I'm saying this, is $20 too expensive for a spring game ticket?
I think it is. I mean, these have been like $5, $10 in the past.
I'd always be interested to see. I mean, like, I think there's also some Husker fans out there. And let us know, 464-5685. I would imagine that there's some Husker fans out there that are skeptical about what it's going to look like tomorrow. Not the talent. What's the game plan? Like, is it, you say it's going to be a game. Is it going to be a game? This is the weirdest thing, Buck. We just haven't heard. Like, we don't know. We've heard that it's going to be a game. We've heard that it's going to be competitive. We're going to hit. Like, we're going to do all that. We don't know rosters. Like, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, how much can we expect to see of Calandria? We don't know. Like, I just, there's so many unknowns because nobody's talked about it.
Well,
and it's a joke, and I'm not trying to make light of a joke that is not necessarily funny anymore. But it's just mind-boggling how little we know.
It's very interesting. I think the build-up to the Husker games last year was could have been done better as well, right? And they had a lot of kind of moving parts in that. But yeah, the spring game this year has obviously kind of been drawn out because of the Nebraska basketball success, other program success as well. But you know, to your point, even if you do know what you're going to see or how many snaps you're going to see from these guys, I think the problem altogether too is, what does it mean? If Nebraska goes out there and the offense,
that's a great
first
point.
Team offense looks good against the first team defense, does that mean the offense is good? Not necessarily. Yeah. it's just kind of it's hard to know what we're going to get out of.
Let me ask you this, Buck, as we're going, you're going, what are you going for?
I'm going
as a dad,
for an affordable ticket that I can take my family to.
Okay.
Now it is. I think there is a history there for me. You know, that was the case growing up. That's what my family would do. So, you know, there's a tradition behind it, and you know, might be able, you know, might be able to go to one game throughout the year. Other than that, maybe. But for the most time, I knew I could go to the spring game, and my brothers and sisters could come along with me.
Yeah.
Kind of funny because I was more into sports than my brothers and sisters, so I would get to go to, you know, the extra game there. But, you know, for the spring game, you can bring the whole family. And it's just a fun time. Nebraska can't lose, right? You get to see the competition, get to see, you know, and I think there is that to it, too. But first and foremost, I'm going because I want to bring my son, you know, and my wife wants to go. But past that is, you know, get a look at the running backs, the new offensive line, Rob Arch in action. You know, there is a lot to look for, as we joke, maybe being a lack of buzz, but there is a lot to kind of look for here and there, right?
Yeah.
We say this at the same time, because you say this every year, and then you walk away from the spring game, it's like, I don't know how much we take away from it, because there's usually, you know, not a whole lot, because the starters don't play a whole lot, all that sort of stuff. So,
well, they don't play a lot when we know the starters.
Right. But there's only four quarterbacks on the roster. They can't. you know, you got to play them all. Quite a bit of Caitlin or somebody, right?
I do wonder. I mean, like, I try to be realistic about this, and also respectful that there's a lot of questions around this team. Like, it's easy to sum it up as like, oh, just we need Nebraska to win. Well, of course, yes. But also, like, it's going to be one of those things to where tomorrow with Calandria, we know he's going to be the starting quarterback. We can say, I mean, TJ Lateef will be the backup, right? Yeah. Like, that's the expectation. And so you expect those two guys to maybe be on opposite teams. Just so that way, you know, you can see like Lateef versus Kalen, I guess. I don't know if we'll learn enough about like the running backs tomorrow. And I don't know if we'll know enough about the wide receivers tomorrow. Like, the only position group I think that you don't have a question mark around right now is wide receiver and offensive line. Like, that's it. Because we know at wide receiver, you're going to have guys like Nisaiah, Ja'Cory, Gilmer.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
sure, you know, tight end in there, yeah, probably too.
Quinn Clark.
Yeah.
Quinn Clark will be available. Cortez Mills. Like, you know, those guys are going to be factors this season. Offensive line, we kind of know what the layout's going to be because of the transfers, right? Running back, we know they're big Quentin Ives fans, but Mekhi Nelson's going to make a push. On the defense, we have no idea what the defensive line looks like. We can sit there and say, oh, yeah, Vincent Shavers or somebody in that linebacker room is going to take control. Andrew Marshall is the one known defensive back. Outside of that, there's no real answers to some of the questions that Nebraska fans have, and rightfully so. I do think from a competitive standpoint, tomorrow's a big day because there's going to be a lot of guys that feel like they can fight and win a job tomorrow for at least, you know, April.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of your last chance to at least show, you know, leave that lasting impression going into the summer work. So, I mean, it is a big day. And I think there's, you know, again, if you're going there to figure out if Nebraska is going to win 8 games, you probably aren't going to get that answer tomorrow. But there's a lot of things that you can kind of digest while you're watching these players. I mean, I for one definitely want to see the new linebackers, right? Owen Chambliss and Dexter Foster. There's been a lot of buzz about them. See how they can kind of get going along. See the new, you know, the defensive line with a new coach. There's some younger guys on there with Kate Petschak and Williams Wanieri that I'm very interested to see how they're developing. Of course, you get a look at all the new incomers coming in one way or the other. You know, Donovan Jones, the movement there in the secondary, moving guys around, I think that could be interesting. And then my favorite one is always the kickers, because there's you know, it's a pressure situation. You got to see if you can get a kicker in. But we know Kyle Kunyanin is Nebraska's kicker.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe, like, do they let them run through special teams tomorrow? Like, that's the other side of this whole thing, is there's been a lot of changes this offseason, and not only in personnel, but also in coaching. And then on top of all of that is you didn't have a great showing in Vegas. Like, the taste that you left in Husker fans' mouths in January or December 31st in Vegas, it's not a pleasant one. And people don't forget things like that, unfortunately. And so there's a lot of outside stuff that I'm interested to see. What just like is the general interest tomorrow or even Monday in wanting to talk about it, wanting to discuss it? We will, because it's going to be newsworthy, but what is the general interest in Nebraska football until we get to August 1st?
Well, I think that could be the biggest thing that I'm more interested in than anything is when they announce the attendance to see what the attendance will be at the spring game.
Because at the end of the day, Bach, like, if you got a $5 ticket and you were taking you and your son, right? For hypothetically speaking, 2 tickets, $5. You're in it for $10. You could sit there and go, okay, you know what? Let's do something else. We're out $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, so not to say that people, I'm saying they could have bought tickets weeks ago and thought, oh, yeah, we'll make our way, or at least we have them. That way we have them if we want it. You're not in the hole. You're not $150 in the hole like you are in a regular season game, where you're saying, okay, weather's nice. Weather's going to be fine tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. I imagine people will show up, but also there's a lot of other stuff you can do and still cheer on the Huskers tomorrow.
Yeah.
That might take precedence.
Yeah. Yeah. We will see.
Which is sad to say. Like, yeah. It's sad that we're having this conversation.
It is. Again, and I think it's, you know, I think it's one, partially because of the way the last year ended. Like you said, no momentum kind of going on. A little bit of unfamiliarity, which can be helpful for spring games because at least, you know, you get kind of your first look at somebody. But again, you know, what Matt Rhule inherited here was a giant frustration for years and years beyond Matt Rhule.
Is that Trey Taylor? I'm pretty sure Trey Taylor just gave us a glare. Was he listening?
It might have been. I don't know.
He might not be happy.
He would not be happy with
it. He's looking back at me. He's about to jaywalk across O Street. Trey, that's one of the busiest streets in Lincoln.
Are you sure that's Trey?
I'm 100%
sure. I was going to say, I know that one time you're like, is that Dylan Raiola? No, it didn't happen to be him.
That's Trey.
That's Trey Taylor. Well, yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
Redshirt year.
Yeah. Very interesting for high school football conversation.
The crosswalk is right there. Oh, yeah. Just keep walking. Oh no, he's jaywalking across O Street. Hey, what are we doing? There you go. Walk to the crosswalk. Okay, sorry. Play by play. Look, there we go.
Hey, he didn't make it to the crosswalk.
He made it to the crosswalk. Miller South quarterback.
There you go. Around Lincoln, needing to be around Lincoln, right, to help with recruiting. It is a big recruiting weekend.
It is
for the Huskers as well. So I would say that. But you know, I do want to leave it with this because I think this is interesting for on the Nebraska page, because I want to get into the attendance and more talk there. They're saying that the seating will be in the East and West lower bowls, will be available to the public. No seating in the North and South Stadium. So that's let you know what they expect as far as the turnout. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up next year as we wrap up one-on-one on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't. Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake. Inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up. Because The One just passed 5 million super shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut healthy glass of The One gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.